Welcome to another bonus segment of Get Geeky with Kiki. Today is a quick film review where I'm joined by my Mission Spooky hosts, Cord and JC, as we attempt to entertain you by tackling three different films in 30 minutes or less. Welcome to another episode of Get Geeky with Kiki. Today is a movie review, hopefully kind of a quick one. Today's theme is horror movies with birds in them. You guys, the listeners, picked Birdemic for JC's movie.
Everyone that voted committed a sin.
And if you don't know, you can go to our TikTok and watch what was then real time of him watching Birdemic and being very upset. You can also see some of that in our Instagram stories, which I saved as a JC movie rant. You'll see his beautiful face on the front cover of that. Cord decided to go with a classic, The Birds, which he'd never seen before. Shocked. Shocked I was. And I chose a movie called Dead Birds for a very good reason, which I will get into. So we flipped coins and basically JC said he has too much to talk about Birdemic. He wants to go last.
Uh-huh.
And then Cord said he didn't want to go first. So I suppose it's my turn to go first.
Again. How does that involve flipping coins?
I actually flipped a coin and then you guys kind of made the decision outside of the coin flip, which was sort of funny.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Got him.
Yes, I have a beautiful, by the way, little nerdy plug here. I have the coin that I flip for you guys, just so you know, is from Lindorm Dice that I got as a bonus for their Kickstarter because I signed up early. And fortuitously, Lindorm Dice has a Kickstarter going on right now, and the theme for the dice is shanties, sea shanties. And really beautiful dice. I couldn't help myself. I signed up for two sets because
I need it.
I'm a dice goblin, 100%. I can't help myself. It's really bad. It's a bad situation. And I'll get another coin because I signed up in the first 48 hours of the Kickstarter. So woohoo! I'm so excited. So if you're new to this segment, this is where we try to give you a movie review in 3 minutes or less. Try not to spoil very much of it because we want you guys to go out and watch said movies. The films are always horror because we're Mission Spooky, but the theme changes up. So, for example, birds today. My film is Dead Birds from 2004, starring Henry Thomas of E.T. fame, Michael Shannon, who some of you will probably know from his portrayal of General Zod in Man of Steel, or perhaps you know him from Boardwalk Empire, or perhaps you know him from The Shape of Water, or even Knives Out. The guy's amazing. I love him. Isaiah Washington in a very early acting gig, sure. You probably know him as Dr. Burke in Grey's Anatomy, which he is very famously known for. Mark Boone Jr. If you don't know who the hell Mark Boone Jr. is by now, you probably do. You just don't know the name, but you've probably seen this guy a million times. Maybe you've seen him in Sons of Anarchy, where he played Bobby Elvis, or in Frankenfish, which has a connection to this movie, other than him playing it in both movies. Also, he was in Batman Begins, where he was Detective Flass. And more recently, he was in The Mandalorian as Ranzar Malk in Episode 6. It also stars Nikki Acox. You probably know her from Third Rock from the Sun, X-Files, Law & Order, CSI Miami, Longmire. But you probably best know her as the reoccurring character of Meg Masters in Supernatural Seasons 1 and 4. This film is directed by Alex Turner. He did one other movie called Red Sands, where he also worked with the writer Simon Barrett, who, holy crap, this dude. Simon Barrett works a lot with Adam Wingard and has written such films as Frankenfish, Red Sands, again with Alex Turner, A Horrible Way to Die, You're Next, The Blair Witch, 2016, and two films, Temple and Seance, which are a lot newer, and I'm going to be watching both of those at some point. Seance came out in May of 2021. And the reason I chose this movie is because it is co-produced by a very good friend of mine, Jim Busfield, who also co-produced Frankenfish. So, woot woot. The synopsis of this film is that there are a group of Confederate soldiers who are deserters. They go rob a bank in a small southern town called Fairhope, Alabama. The year is 1863. They wind up holding up in an abandoned plantation where they find themselves surrounded by supernatural forces. Will they make it through the night to escape both the haunting and the law? Being from 2004, though, it kind of speaks volumes about our current race relations here in 2021. The plot radiates around the past wrongdoings of an extremely violent white plantation owner attempting to steal sacred knowledge from his black slaves. In the present, we see the white deserters willfully ignoring all of the signs, all the warning signs, that this place is not a good place to be, and ultimately, perhaps, believing they are immune to the effects of the past. During the course of the film, almost all the protagonists, and I'm using the term loosely, as none of them are really good people, they see and hear things of supernatural nature. Most of them do want to leave, but are led by one person who does not see or hear anything unusual. White privilege. That's what that's about. Fairly early on in the film, so I'm not really spoiling anything, you are shown through flashbacks that the white plantation owner attempted to use magic rituals of the slaves, which happens to involve such things as human voodoo dolls and necromancy, in order to gain knowledge and gain something for his own family. You can imagine that it doesn't go well for everyone involved. And there is a sense that history may be repeating itself within the walls of the plantation house, as the deserters are only interested in guarding the stolen money so that none of them can steal it from each other. Tensions arise between all of them and crescendo into a twist ending that I personally thought was very clever and also somewhat fitting. So I'm going to give this movie an A minus. It's not quite up there with like The Thing, which for me is like the A plus. It's got like that Southern Gothic flair to it. The cinematography is really cool. The acting is great, as you would expect from that cast. There's a few jump scares, but one could actually say this is more of a psychological thriller too, because as the viewer, you're delving into the past of the characters and you're getting to understand what their supernatural visions mean. And if you watch it, you'll see exactly why I say none of them are truly innocent. And you can go watch Dead Birds on Tubi right now for free. Bada bing.
Bada boom.
Bring the birds, baby.
I watched The Birds. That's my review. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Great. Birds is a movie that I heard a lot about for a very long time. So it came in with some reputation preceding it, I guess. So for those who may not know, The Birds is an Alfred Hitchcock film starring Rod Taylor, Tibby Hendren, Jessica Tandy. Those are the main ones. The other ones are more supporting roles. Anyway, the story is a wealthy San Francisco socialite pursues a potential boyfriend to a small Northern California town that slowly takes a turn for the bizarre when birds of all kinds suddenly begin to attack people. And boy, howdy, do they just randomly start attacking people for no reason. And I'm not going to lie, this movie confused the shit out of me. I understand why people think it's such a good movie. This movie has two phases of it, I think. The first half of this movie is a lot of like people talking about their problems, and I understand storytelling. Storytelling is necessary, but there was a lot of just people talking about their problems in this movie. And then all of a sudden, none of those problems matter because they're getting attacked by flocks of birds. It was the better part of the movie, was watching people get attacked by birds. The thing that made me start to actually appreciate this movie, I didn't actually take in until after I had finished watching the movie, because I looked up trivia on The Birds, because a lot of people say, you know, it took a lot to make this movie. A lot of people, like, I know specifically people say that Tippi Hedren had to go to therapy after filming this movie because she was literally traumatized from being on set and being attacked by these birds constantly, which I should mention right now that a lot of the birds in this movie were real birds, and they really actually like tied birds to people so that they would be attacked by the birds to get the shot. Like this was a movie that was a shot with like over 3,000 birds that were trained to attack people. Certain actors hated certain birds because they would just attack them for no reason, even when the cameras weren't rolling. Like, there was a lot of birds actually attacking people to get the shots for this movie. I want to like this movie. I think this is a good movie. I think it's a good movie to watch. My problem with this movie is, I don't know if this is going to be too spoiler-y for people, it never explains itself. It doesn't go into why any of this is happening. It's just, you're getting attacked by birds now. Have fun. There is no explanation in the movie. You have to go out of your way outside of watching the movie to figure out what this movie is about. That being said, if you do that, you will appreciate this movie. I appreciate this movie. The acting was good. They did a lot of good effects work. I mean, Alfred Hitchcock is in the fucking Book of Legends for a reason. This was some pretty impressive stuff for 1963. I have a problem giving it a rating higher than a C. Whilst it did good effects for the time, it doesn't really hold up. I can't give it a score for anything musical because there was no music in the whole movie. It was intentional. It made sense. As far as a scary movie goes, I will say most of this movie was not scary. There were some times where there was a lot of like, oh, this is eerie, but there wasn't a lot of like, oh, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? I'm going to give this movie a C. What I did find out from looking up trivia for the movie, though, is a couple interesting things. The first thing is the reason that this movie did not explain itself is because it was based off of a real thing where there was a bunch of birds attacking a town and nobody knew why. It specifically did not explain itself. So that's why I started appreciating this a little bit more.
Now, I watched this when I was younger, and it scared the shit out of me. A 10-year difference, you know, between certain graphics and those birds.
Yeah.
Just, I thought those birds were the scariest.
What I did find out, though, which might be interesting to bring up, is the schoolhouse that's filmed in that movie is actually supposed to be a haunted house, like a haunted school. Yeah.
Ooh.
Tippi Hedren would say all the time that when they were filming in that schoolhouse, she was like really not comfortable inside that building. She felt like there were just a ton of people in that building and they were shooting like with almost nobody in there. Like she almost always felt like she was being watched and shit like that. That was an interesting thing. I looked up a lot of trivia for this movie. They trained over 3,000 birds essentially to attack people. The best part about this movie that I thought was and probably the most impressive part about the movie was they had a whole bunch of shots where they just had a ton of birds just all over the place, just standing around. And it was probably the creepiest part of the movie because it was just, you know, there were 5 ravens watching her and then she looks back and there's 10. And then she looks back and then the freaking entire shot is just covered in birds just watching this lady. And it's like, that is the coolest part of this whole movie. It's just watching this lady. The shooting of the movie and the thought process behind the movie was impressive. I don't necessarily think it holds up.
So the perfect segue into Birdemic is that Tippi Hedren is in Birdemic.
She is. I was actually just doing research on that, and I'm willing to explain.
Hold on. What?
Yeah. Yes.
Why, yes, Cord. Do you remember the scene in the hotel room, or motel, I guess it would be better known as? They're actually watching.
What they're watching on TV is called Julie and Jack from 2003, and that stars Tippi Hedren as Julie McNeil.
It would make sense that that would be Julie and Jack because James Wynn, he directed, produced and directed Julie and Jack. So it would make sense that he'd have one of his own movies in the back.
By the way, Julie and Jack got 1 star.
God, please don't make me watch that.
There's the Tippi Hedren cameo in Birdemic.
No way.
When our main actress in Birdemic, Whitney Moore, who plays, I forget her fucking name in the movie because I'm a piece of shit, Natalie.
Natalie, yeah, I was literally just looking at it.
Yeah, when she is in bra and undies, you can see it's like her on the screen and then the TV with Tippi Hedren is on screen. Yep.
Wow.
That's our Tippi Hedren extra 2-minute long. Ode to Tippi Hedren, who's also she was an ex-model, and she's also an animal rights activist, so good for her.
Word.
And most famously, she's in Birdemic.
Sure.
Shock and Terror.
Okay. At this time, I will also remind the audience that I too watched this movie simultaneously with JC. Please. I mean, we've heard a lot of what you think of it, but let's give them the real good, you know, the lowdown.
Okay. So Birdemic Shock and Terror came out in 2010. It was directed by James Wynn. He produced this movie for under $10,000. So right then and there, I don't know if people understand like what it takes to make a movie and stuff, but we're obviously going to be walking into a heap of shit. So with that knowledge, let's continue on. The movie kind of follows, it does follow Alan Bagaz's character, Alan Bag, is that his name? Who names these people? That's his real name. Ew. He plays the main character and his acting is trash. Whitney Moore, who plays Natalie, the main female character in this movie. I'm going to say she's the best actress or actor in the movie. Now, that's not saying a lot, but it is saying she's the best in the movie. And whenever she's on screen, I'm like, at least her part's not going to be incredibly fucking awkward unless Rod makes it that way. Every scene with Rod is the most awkward bullshit I've ever had to deal with in my life. And it frustrated me.
I just want to say at this time that I agree with your assessment of that actress, considering that the third best actress in the film was probably the waitress that had one line.
Wait, so who's the second best actor?
There was a lady who died on the bus. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I think actually she died outside the bus, but still.
You know. Yes, she was one of the bus ladies that died, yes. Spoiler.
Dude, it's a horror film. There's lots of extras that die in this movie.
There is. The story is, you know.
I'm sorry, wait, there was a story?
Well, that's why I paused. Let me try and figure out how to best word.
There's a story.
There is a story, but how it's told is garbage. The special effects on this movie were the worst I have ever seen. Once again, the movie was made for under $10,000. That means they paid everyone. They got food for everyone. They had to rent sites for everyone. The vehicle rentals. Everything.
What JC is trying to say is they spent more money on craft services than they did, on the birds, okay?
Oh, for sure. Because unlike the birds movie that Cord watched, where they had up to 3,000 live birds or whatever number he gave, they didn't have not one live bird at all in this movie. They were all CGI.
There's some air quotes around CGI.
Yeah.
CGI.
They looked like quote unquote clip art.
That was just being like dragged around the screen. And they like, it was so bad. I'm having PTSD. I'm having an anxiety attack right now, rethinking about me having to watch this fucking movie.
The ducks in Duck Hunt looked better.
They did.
And those.
They sure did. But yeah, to continue on, basically the rest of the cast is meaningless. So the story are the however.
Hey, hold on.
What?
Wait, the rest of the cast is mean? There's that one guy in the forest, okay? I want to give him some props.
Oh, there's a mountain lion. I gotta go. Yeah, that's the guy.
Who's credited in the credits as Tree Hugger. Let's see.
I'm dying.
Oh, he returned for Birdemic 2, The Resurrection, still named Tree Hugger. Let's talk about the story. So the story was that because of ecological disasters and pollution and stuff, birds start attacking people. That's it. That's the story. For a little bit, they just drive around aimlessly, which if you watch the TikToks, you'll see me bitch about in more depth. But they drive around aimlessly for an unknown amount of time and drink a lot of water and eat a ungodly amount of food, because to me, they're all wearing the same outfits and it's not like perceived that time is actually like moving, but they stop for meals and like drinks and stuff quite often. So it's like it's in one day, but they're, I don't know. Time is dumb in this movie. The entire time you're watching this movie, your IQ will go down. And that's that. That's the story. It's survival. It's trying to survive the eagles and the vultures.
Go birds.
Go birds. Oh, and then the seagulls at the end.
So basically, he took the premise of Godzilla versus Hedorah and just made it into birds instead of a sludge monster.
And there was no Godzilla.
And there weren't really any birds.
No. Here's my rating for this movie. And it's gonna come at you like very mixed. I give the movie an F. 12 out of 10. Would not watch again. Recommend. Take that however you want.
I am deceased. It was really bad. Spoil this part for him. Talk to him about the 4 minutes in the beginning.
Where it's just Rod's character. Actually, you don't even see that it's Rod driving. You find out later that it's Rod driving. No idea why, what not. He's just driving. He's just, and it's like dash cam footage for 4 minutes. While the same like 30 second, no cord. I need to comment. The same 30 second fucking little song music bite thing keeps replaying itself for the entire 4 minutes. So you hear that song 8 times.
Hey, that song was probably about $500 of the $10,000 production. Get their value for it, baby.
Oh my God. Honestly, I wish I was in this movie. I wish there was a documentary about the making of this movie.
Maybe you should make it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's our next TikTok video.
The making of Birdemic.
Guys, they might be making a Birdemic 3. Sea Eagle.
Dear God, yes.
All right, I'll be right back. Hold on.
I need a rope. I need a strong, strong rope. Please don't make me watch the other ones in these movies.
Don't cry, man. Don't cry.
No, I'm looking at the reviews. Somehow, Pandemic 2, The Resurrection, has a lower score than Pandemic. Didn't know it could go that low.
Oh my God.
And somehow Replica, which is another James Wynn movie, has a lower score than Birdemic 2 The Resurrection.
Well,
oh my God,
I know what movie I'm gonna be watching soon.
Of course Alan Bagg is fucking going to be in it again. Don't worry, Alan Bagg will be in this movie.
Well, thank fuck for that. I was really worried there for a minute that he had lost his acting gig. You know, the one. I'm sorry. Are we talking about the same Alan Bagg here that is a, quote, award-winning American actor, producer, and writer?
No. Alan Bagg, who is the guy Rod in Birdemic and Birdemic 2.
Because that guy wrote Ghost Shark 2, okay? And yes, it is the same fucking guy. I'm gonna die. Yeah. He's an award-winning American actor, producer, and writer. He's best known for playing the character Rod in the cult horror film Birdemic.
Okay.
How does this guy get to be an award-winning? What award did he win? Is it a Razzie, though? Does that count? Let's see.
Fucking Razzie. I hope Razzies don't count.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God. Now I gotta look this up.
Oh, man. Come on. He actually won something? No. He won a gold award for best Western short in 2019.
Oh.
LA Live Film Award winner. Best actor in 2019. I'm gonna go throw up again. Well, good for Alan Bagg. Okay, I'm depressed now. God damn it. How did he go? Well, I guess he practiced a lot. You know, maybe he practiced a lot between Birdemic up to, you know, those 5 years of extra acting classes. Just really, really did it for him. Or it says a lot about maybe he was purposefully acting really shitty for Birdemic.
Possibly, but also I doubt it. Because if he was acting that bad, he should get, like, I don't even know. What's an Emmy? Is that the thing? Like, he should get that for acting that bad if he could just purposely act that bad.
Wrapping this up, I gave my movie, Dead Birds, an A-. Please go watch it. Cord gave his movie a C, because he feels like it just doesn't hold up the test of time. And JC gave it his movie, Birdemic, an F, but also suggested that everyone go watch it so that everyone else in this entire world can also wallow in misery with us.
Yes.
All three of us, technically. Well, that is all for this one. You know what? For the next theme, we're going to do a Twitter poll, so look out for that.
I swear to God, if Birdemic 2 is on there, no. I'm quitting.
No, there'll be a theme. It'll be a theme, and then I'm going to let people choose which movie. You know what? I think we're going to do that from now on. It's a lot of fun.
The theme is going to be bird sequels.
We'll figure it out, and we'll come up with three movies that fit our theme, and then we'll let you guys continue to vote on what JC watches. It's fun to watch him squirm virtually, because I don't really actually watch you.
I'm just going to send a video of me, like, sitting uncomfortably in a chair.
Until next time, read all the things, watch all the things, and good luck on your dice rolls.